Yes. Yes, that's right. It is 33 past the hour of the morning machine. The machine that makes your mornings move. I almost missed that cue because I'm trying to fix your mic. I forgot I shortened up the commercial break by a mile. Woohoo! But anyway, listen, folks. The chef is in the building. She really needs no introduction, but I'm going to do it anyway. All right. I promise you I'm going to do it anyway.
Let's do it.
Because, and you need to know out there that she does her thing. Let me just tell you right now. First of all, Chefpreneur.
Yeah, that's me.
Chefpreneur. ATL food and lifestyle blogger. She does classes, culinary brand offering in-person virtual cooking, baking classes, chef demonstrations, career day motivation for youth and young adults. I mean, just serving it up, ladies and gentlemen, serving it up. And she's got some treats for us today. We're going to try right on here, right here on the air. And I just couldn't wait for this. I'm just like, you know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And I see a whole box right here. You know what I mean? But listen, welcome everybody to the Morning Machine. But everybody, please give a warm welcome to Chef Jay. Good morning. Yeah, that. Yeah, you didn't have to do that. I got it. Yeah, I got that for you. I'll do that alarm too for you. And thank you so much for being on the Morning Machine this morning. We definitely and welcome you with open arms, just like we welcome everybody. And I just want to know, I want to start off with this, because it's all about the journey for a chefpreneur. It's all about that journey. So talk about the journey. What made you say, food is my life and this is what I want to do?
Man, right off the bat, it just takes me back to my childhood. And being up under my dad, both sides of my family cook very, very well, but food brought us together. We celebrated everything around food. Right. So just being able to see how happy it made and hearing the people say, oh man, did you see what Johnny cooked? Did you taste that? He put his foot in that. So
right.
I want to be a part of that. I want to do something like that. So yeah, that's what made me want to do it.
And then you also do the blogging as well. Yes. So that means you go to different locations.
Yes.
And you try out different palettes and what have you. You know, you just kind of go in there and give your take on, okay, how did this feel? What was the vibe like?
Right.
And what have you? And you're giving people the insight about what's going on food-wise in the ATL.
Yeah.
How did you start getting into that? Did that also play a part in you being a chef and say, you know what? I taste my own cooking all the time, but let me taste somebody else's cooking and see what we working with.
Actually, I just love to eat. So that's really what made me want to go and do it. At first, I was just like, I go out to eat a lot. I might as well go ahead and take other people on the journey with me. So I started my blog. It's Let's Talk Eats on Instagram. Shameless plug. Y'all go and follow me.
Come on through with it.
I definitely love to go try different things. I love to go talk and chop it up with the chefs. And it's always a good time.
How is that interaction between you as a chef and other chefs that are out here in the ATL? I'm sure it's quite a link up when, you know, you get together with another chef and you really create magic. And how does it feel to another chef as a blogger going in, you know, to get your stamp of approval? How does that feel when, you know, they come in there hype like, oh yeah, I know my food good. Yeah, here. Have this. Do you see a lot of them doing that? Like,
To be completely honest, chefs are not like how it is on TV.
Oh, really?
I mean, there are some that has their egos through the roof, but for the most part, they want the stamp of approval as well.
Yeah.
This is their artwork. They're putting their heart on a plate, right? So,
yeah.
For the most part, they're like, hey, come try this out. I have a new menu, new items. Come and try it out and see what's going on. Post it on the blog or whatever. So, I love it. The interaction is pure. It's genuine, especially here in Atlanta and in the Black chef community. It's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we got a lot of, how important is the the black-owned and operated restaurant to the community from your standpoint?
Oh, it's very important. I live on the South Side.
Woo!
Okay. Hey, South Side. Ow. So we are up and coming with restaurants. Specifically, I'm going to talk about Main Street and College Park, East Point section. That whole row of restaurants are almost 100% black owned, and I love to see it. Okay, we are in the kitchens behind the closed door. What y'all licking y'all fingers? We doing it. So I'm glad we get the representation in the season that we're in now.
Nice. And I'm looking at Gourney Eats.
Yes.
So talk about Gourney Eats and when did that get started and the journey behind that.
Okay, so Gourney Eats is my company. It started off with me just baking because I went to school for baking, pastry, and arts.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at the best culinary institution. Shout out to Johnson and Wells University. Ow, go Wildcats!
You went to the main one, the main campus, or in Charlotte?
I went in Charlotte.
Yes.
One time for Gateway. Charlotte.
Shout out to Gateway Village. Gateway Village, West Trade.
Yes, we love Charlotte. So, I definitely started out that way, but I love savory cooking so much. I wanted to bring it in all together and global cuisine, learning from different places, being inspired through traveling, and then putting it on the plate.
Nice. So you've traveled to many places, right?
I have, locally and out of the country, yes.
So give me three places that you would like to go to that you haven't been to yet to expand on your culinary arts and put yourself out there to those communities.
Okay. Number one, I would definitely say Bali, Indonesia. I would want to go there.
That sounds familiar. Shout out to Chelsea Speaks. That sounds familiar. Go ahead.
Number two, I would definitely say India because I love Indian food. I love all the bold spices and the fragrant spices. It's just really good. It does something to me. So India. And then the last one, I would definitely try to pick a island because, you know, I am from Miami, so we love the sun and the water.
You from Miami?
I'm from Miami, Dade County.
305.
305 in the house.
305 Dade County. Playing with them today. Oh, you just on fire today, huh?
It's hot. Chef Jay bringing the heat.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing us the 90s. Thank you. We appreciate you. No, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. So I would definitely choose an island. We're going to go with Dominican Republic. Actually, I'm going to be there this weekend, so we're going to check that off the list. Check.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Go ahead.
Did you just casually say, oh, yeah, I'm just going to be in the Dominican Republic this weekend? So, you know, bucket list check.
Yeah.
When you can say that, that's real right there. No, but that also speaks to the level of, blood, sweat, and tears that you put into your business.
Yes.
Because you've worked tirelessly to cultivate and, you know, really put some manifestation into your brand.
Yes.
That now you're able to expand and do these things.
Exactly.
Comfortably.
Yes. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Exactly. And, you know, just to be able to say, you know what? I'm just going to Dominican Republic this weekend. I'm just going, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend. I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
And while I'm there, I'm going to do my blogging.
Yes.
And that's the great thing about being a blogger, right? So you get to go to these places and do something that you love while in the state of business.
Exactly.
Same thing like radio. You get to go different places and do what you love while also getting an experience from other places. And which is the dopest thing around.
Yeah, I love it.
Is to be able to do what you love.
Yes.
And now I do want to ask you this because there's some people that we've got young people listening right now that want that inspiration to go out and get it. And they may want to go into culinary arts like you did.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to young men and young ladies out there who are listening to this show right now? talk about the challenges that go with culinary arts and also how you overcame them to make things more dynamic for yourself and for your brand.
Okay, awesome sauce. So the first thing I'm going to say, when it comes to cooking or being a chef, you have to get comfortable with failing. And let me tell you why. It's not because you failed at something doesn't mean that you're a failure, right? You always have to position yourself to be a learner because you're always going to be learning something new. The trends are always evolving. So one way that I've overcome that is to try something out of my comfort zone and go in with the expectation of, hey, I'm going to learn something new today, whether I am successful, what I consider successful or not. Either way, I'm going to learn something new. So that's what I will offer to someone who would want to be a chef. Go in with the open mind. Go in saying, hey, I'm coming in to learn something new.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. You can't be afraid of that. When you're diving into something, you can't be afraid of that.
Yeah.
And, I'm glad that you overcame all of those. And what's the here's now a fun question. What's the most fun experience that you've had to date as a chef? What is the most fun experience that you've had? You've been to many places. You've been to many restaurants. You've been all over, even though there's still places that you want to go. Yeah. But to date, what is the most enjoyable experience that you have had food-wise? I know there's a lot. I know that that is a loaded question.
Listen, I took a real deep breath.
Like, you had to really get that one out there. The reason why is because a lot of people don't understand how enjoyable it is to be a chef. A lot of people just think it's just cooking and this, that, and the third. It's beyond the scope of cooking.
Right.
A lot of that is stuff that's bigger than you, and you're able to make a difference because you're able to, you know, do all of these things.
Exactly.
But I have to get the enjoyable moments too. So what are some enjoyable moments that you've had to date?
I'm going to say on the plate, I'm going to shout out Chef Josh. Y'all go follow him at I'm Chef Josh. Last year they did a Christmas dinner. It was amazing. It was a chef collaboration. It was him and a lot of heavy hitters in Atlanta. And man, all of the food and the drinks just paired perfectly together. The short rib was nice and tender from Chef Robert. The drinks were amazing from Rob as well too. The mixologist. It was just a really carefully curated event, and I had left, my stomach was literally touching the door. Okay. I was really fulfilled.
By the way, she's not talking about me. I'm not a chef, but on some days, you know, I do have my days where I become Chef Boyard Green, but it's okay. No, it's all good. She's not talking about me, but I wish though. I'll get there. Chef Boyard Green will be, you know, leveling up soon. You know,
we're gonna get you there.
Yeah. Please get me there. I'm stubborn. I gotta elevate from Chef Boyard Green. Okay, but anyway. So also the treats that you have for us right now.
Yeah.
We got a whole box of treats. Could you describe for the radio listeners that can't see what's going down right now? Talk about what's in the box in front of me.
All right, let's talk eats.
Yeah. Please, let's talk eats.
Ooh. All right, let's get into it. All right, so we have, the first thing I'm going to say, we have a strawberry basil shortcake.
Do what?
Look at your face.
Do what? Can you flip that camera around so they can see my face?
Oh, yes, we have a strawberry basil shortcake.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. That was just the first thing. She got many, many things in the tray right now. Oh, my goodness. That's just one. Go ahead.
Okay. We have a vanilla crunch cupcake. We have a strawberry crunch cupcake. Look at you. We have a strawberry cupcake with cream cheese. Listen, we have red velvet cupcake with cream cheese. And last but not least, we have a, you ready for this?
No. But go ahead anyway.
A strawberry Moscato cupcake. Yeah, go ahead. Drop the bomb. I dropped the bomb on y'all. Oh, let's get into it. Okay, come on, taste buds dancing.
Dancing? like Michael Jackson. Dancing, dancing, dancing. Dun, 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 dance machine.
Ooh. Oh, baby.
Yeah, it's like that this morning. That's what the taste buds are doing.
Yeah, I'm bringing
you
all the flavor.
Said a Moscato.
A strawberry Moscato.
Strawberry Moscato.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do it. If we're going to do it, might as well do it big, right?
I can't even respond with words. I got to respond with that. Wow. Yeah, we're going to need to play a song right now. We're going to need a song right now. Yeah, it's 49 past the hour on the morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. I'm going to try these in just a second. But Chef Jay, tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, and buy from you, book you, all of that.
All right, for all your inquiries about Chef Jay, go ahead and reach me at www.chefjayesmith.com. And go ahead and connect with me on the socials, y'all, at chef.j. And go ahead and slide over to Let's Talk Eats Owl.
You better be careful. I'm gonna recruit you for radio. Be careful with that. Be careful what you do. Wait a minute. You gonna get recruited for radio. Better stop playing with me now. You already broke. You know what, girl? Stop. Okay, it's 10 minutes before. Let me get back into green machine mode. Okay, it's because my stomach is about to be nourished with the fulfillment of these cupcakes. Not all of them. I know I gotta save some, but y'all better pull up though. I know y'all better pull up.
Pull up on me.
I know somebody who will pull up. And they're probably driving down the street right now. But what I'm saying is, you better pull up. This can't stay here all afternoon. Remember, I'm here all afternoon. This cannot stay here all afternoon. Let me repeat that. No, it's not going to make it. I promise you, it is not going to make it. No, I'm messing. They're going to come get theirs. But for me, I'm going to try mine. The one that I wanted, which was the vanilla, the crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try mine.
All right.
And it is 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Oh, my goodness. See, it's got me all.
Got you discombobulated.
Got you all discombobulated. No, but we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with Miss Catherine Clark, Miss Corporate America 2019. And we will return. But I got to get into this baby face right now because I'm feeling cool. Yeah, I'm feeling a little cool today. Yeah, I'm going to be even cooler after I get this cupcake in my system. 8 minutes before the top of the hour.